Mijo. Hey, ¿y qué? ¿Qué hiciste en la escuela? A ver, I heard it was snowing out there.
And that's why we didn't go
Kelvin
to the
Alex Gallegos is only 8 years old,
called
but he's already making international calls using Skype.
Might go to the bus.
He's talking to his dad, Manny Alvarado.
Are you going to have school tomorrow?
Maybe, I think.
Manny is in Santo Domingo, Tehuantepec, which is a small village in Oaxaca in the south of Mexico. Alex is in Omaha, Nebraska, 2,000 miles north. Now, picture this. Alex is sitting on the couch with his laptop on the coffee table. His older brother, Arturo, who's a teenager, is by his side. And they're getting ready to do homework. This is actually an international homework session. And when I heard about this, I wanted to witness it. So I joined in through a three-way Skype call from our studios in New York City.
Sometimes we read books together.
How is he reading the books that you have in Omaha and he's in Mexico?
We send them pictures on a phone. So whenever I do a mistake, he can just look at the book. And then he can tell me to fix that problem, and sometimes he'll help me.
Here's how it all works. Their mom, Zulema, who doesn't speak much English, uses her cell phone to take photos of Alex's textbooks. Then she sends them to Manny via WhatsApp, which is an app for instant messaging. Then Manny reads the book using his phone and WhatsApp while talking to Alex on Skype through his computer.
Can you read the first page for me real quick, Mijo?
Yes. Animals move in many ways because they have different shapes.
This is how Alex and Manny do homework now, via Skype, every weeknight for about half an hour because Manny was deported.
His last name was about jellyfish, remember?
Yeah.
A ver, Mijo.
This one's about animals.
Manny is 27. He was born in Mexico and brought to the United States without documentation when he was just 7 years old. He grew up in Omaha and actually is more comfortable speaking English than Spanish. For years, he worked odd jobs. He was a mechanic, a bank teller, a retail manager. But he was using a Social Security number that wasn't his own. In January, he was arrested and charged with fraud. And in August, he was deported.
It's really hard. You're so close. From the laptop or the phone, but then again, so far away.
Manny met Zulema and her sons more than 4 years ago, and he fell in love with her and her family. He quickly took on the responsibilities of a father in their Omaha home, and the boys began to call him Dad.
I've been the one helping them out, too, though, on the homework, and I make sure that they're on top of it because it's their future.
In Mexico, Manny spent his savings to buy a tablet so he wouldn't have to go to a cyber cafe in the pueblito and pay 10 pesos per hour just to talk to his family. Now, in Manny's absence, the older brother, Arturo, a high school sophomore, has filled in some of the void.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you see the use of technology to bridge this gap between your dad and your family?
With this, it really helps bring two people, even if they're across the world, together. You can see their faces, their emotion, really, instead of just trying to go off by what their voices is, just the regular phone or through text, really. This could make it so that maybe there's like a virtual dad standing in front of you. I mean, you never know, we're getting there. But this is really helping out kids like Alex. He's able to learn with dad, who is, patiently awaiting the next time they can do homework together, because I think it's also a good bonding moment.
And what's the very best part about being able to do your homework with your dad through Skype?
The best part is that I get to talk to him.
Would you actually rather be just talking with your dad about anything and not have to do homework? Or do you actually like doing homework?
I do like doing homework with my dad a lot.
Do you miss your dad a lot?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it feels like to miss him?
Sad. Really sad. And then it feels like I'm about to cry.
I'm really close up to him and his eyes are kind of like tearing up. He's, oh, and there's a tear. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, mijo. Mijo.
Yeah?
No te agüites, mijo. Remember, you gotta be strong, mijo, okay? No, it's a little hard, okay? Ándale, si se puede. Ahí, te mando un gran abrazo and a big, big, big kiss, mijo. La verdad, I'm so proud of you, mijo, that you're doing very good in school and that you're reading fantastic, mijo. You know, I'm really surprised, mijo, que estás en un nivel muy avanzado ya ahorita.
Thanks to Latino USA producer Fernanda Chavarri for that story.